Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Systems are in place to monitor the purchase of products that can be used to manufacture illegal drugs. Nicholas Leadbeater of the University of Connecticut continues his exploration of the chemistry of Breaking Bad and discusses Walter White's method of evading this regulation.
The hit TV show Breaking Bad shows how a down-on-his-luck chemistry teacher, Walter, uses his science knowledge to his benefit to make some money by producing crystal meth. But he fast realizes that violence is commonplace in the narcotics business. When he finds himself in a difficult situation, what does he turn to? Well, chemistry, of course. He needs to get the small-time drug dealers Emilio and Crazy 8 off his case, so Walter and his co-conspirators lure them into a trailer, where they then throw some red phosphorus into a pot of boiling water, run out, and lock the door. Emilio is killed by the resulting poisonous phosphine gas that's formed. But would that really happen? Well, not all phosphorus is created equal. There are a number of so-called allotropes of phosphorus. Allotropes are different arrangements of atoms of the same element. Take, for example, carbon. Two allotropes of that element are diamond and graphite. They have very different properties. Likewise, red and white phosphorus are different. White phosphorus is very reactive, and when exposed to air and water vapor, will catch fire and rapidly generate poisonous phosphine gas. Red phosphorus, on the other hand, is less reactive and won't readily lead to the noxious gas. Red phosphorus does, however, have its uses. It's a key ingredient in safety matches. When you strike a safety match, the friction generates heat, converting a small amount of red phosphorus to white phosphorus vapor. The white phosphorus then spontaneously ignites. So had Walter used the right kind of phosphorus, his boiling chemistry concoction would have indeed proven deadly to his foe.
That was Nicholas Leadbeater of the University of Connecticut. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.